Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Maybe there can be some spectators at live sporting events in Texas. After all, fans can attend outdoor sporting events, but there are some restrictions. What's that mean for the first one that's coming to North Texas? The big IndyCar race at Texas Motor Speedway. Let's bring in Eddie Gossage with TMS on the KRLD Newsline. Eddie, thanks for the time.
You bet. Good afternoon.
What does this mean for the IndyCar race? Is it too soon to make changes?
Well, you know, really, there are still a lot of unanswered questions that we've got to look into to know really how this something like this would affect us. And with the race, you know, a week away, there just really isn't sufficient time to resolve everything. For instance, you know, when you go to an auto race, often a large number of fans camp. Is that appropriate to do? And if so, is that at 25% of capacity? Because just all kinds of things like that. Luxury suites. Obviously, we've got a lot of folks that have those suites. How do you do that at 25% capacity? Is it 25% of the total capacity of those suites in total, or is it 25% of each individual suite? You know, so there's just all kinds of questions that it brings up. We get that it would be 25% of the grandstands, but it's not that simple. So with it being right around the corner, and I mean just days away, it probably is, well, certainly is just too close for us to pull that off, to be perfectly honest.
And if you
but it's a big step in the right direction.
If you think about it, too, one thing about the first race, the first post-coronavirus race on the IndyCar circuit, one thing that's unique about that is having no fans in the stands makes it a TV event. But if you only had, say, a quarter of the stands filled, it just looks like you didn't sell a lot of tickets for an event.
Well, yeah, I'll be honest. I'm a race fan myself, and nothing I'd like more than to have race fans there, whether it's, you know, 10,000 or 100,000, that's better than none. But you're right, it doesn't look as good on television if there's all these empty seats and that kind of thing with just some folks sprinkled around here and there. But bottom line is we want to get back to where the whole place is open and we can fill the place up with fans and they're there to have a great time. That's what a race is all about. And, you know, so that's what we're pushing towards, and when the circumstances present themselves where we can do that, that's really going to be exciting. So, like I said, step in the right direction here for us all. You know, we want to listen to the government, listen to the healthcare leaders, and all those folks, and do the right thing.
Might you be ready or able to do something like this, and have a plan sent to the state health department for the NASCAR race when it's finally rescheduled?
Yeah, you know, that's what we're hoping. Up until a few weeks ago, we were hoping that would occur with the IndyCar race, which is next Saturday night. But, you know, our March NASCAR weekend races will be run later this summer. And when that happens, boy, it should be nice to have the place open and operating just like it always has been. So that's what we get our fingers crossed on. We've got a plan in place that we would try and roll out. If we can do that, so we'll just have to wait and see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.